welcome to a deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Numbers. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Book of Numbers, the book of Numbers. Numbers is the fourth book of the Old Testament, the fourth book of the Pentateuch. The Pentateuch is the first five books of the Old Testament. And so we have made it now on our journey to the fourth book of the Old Testament, the book of Numbers. The theme of this book is dealing with wilderness wandering. It's a journey through the wilderness. Now, I want you to see that the analogy that is drawn from these first four books of the Bible. The book of Genesis teaches us what? About the what? The beginning. Then the book of Exodus deals with what? Exodus. That's right. Exodus, to exit, to make the exit out of bondage. You're coming out of bondage. And so there's the beginning. Man fell into sin. But the second book of the Bible tells us how to get out of sin. Remember, Pharaoh is a picture of the slave master, the sin master. And so God delivered us out of the bondage of the sin master. And then the book of Leviticus is a book that deals with what? What's the main thing there in the book of Leviticus? The holiness of God. How can a holy God live among sinful people? The holiness of God. And so it deals with us giving offerings and making sacrifices and living a holy life. Why? Because God is holy. Amen. Amen. So if we want God, the presence of God in our lives, then we must be holy because God is holy. So the first book of the Bible deal with what? The beginning. The second book of the Bible deal with what? Exodus, coming out of sin. The third book of the Bible deals with what? Deal with the holiness of God, that we got to be holy because our God is holy. Now, the fourth book of the Bible deals with our journey in our Christian life. And as we are journeying through the wilderness. Keep in mind, they was on their way from where? They was on their way from Egypt to where? To the promised land. But before you can get into the promised land, you got to go through the what? Amen. You got it. You got to go through the wilderness. And depending on what's happening in your life is going to determine the number of days that it's going to take for us to get there. Hello, somebody. Do you realize it was an 11-day journey from Egypt to get into Canaan land, but it took them 40 years to make an 11-day journey? So a lot of time we say, you know, what's taking God so long? You know, oh man, I'm waiting on God. No. God be waiting on you. You determine the pace that God can take you. Amen. It's just, I always use the baseball analogy. A lot of times, you know, we run the first base and we get stuck on first base. We should be on third base by now. And some of us should be done came home by now, helping somebody else get on base. But we're still stuck. And we can't get mad at God because, see, the way God worked, God says, I can't let you run the second until you learn all the lessons you need to be learned on first. Amen. And sometimes we even try to steal second base. And God said, you got to go back. You can't steal. Hello, somebody. Amen. All right. So this is what this book of Numbers is all about. It's about the wilderness wandering, the wilderness journey. All right. All right. Well, why is it? Let me just throw something in here. Why is it that God takes us through the wilderness first? Why is it that God just won't go on and hurry up and get us from point A to point C? Why he just won't hurry up and get us? I mean, why is it we gotta, hang out at point B for a while? I mean, what's going on there? Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, I don't think hardly any of you was here when I preached a series of messages called Wilderness Training. Yeah, yeah. The wilderness is God's boot camp. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you go into the army, they just don't send you right to Iraq. They send you to one of these bases somewhere, and you got to go through 6 weeks of it's 8 weeks now. 8 weeks of, yeah. So some they didn't get it in six. So now it's eight. Amen. Amen. 8 weeks. So, you know, got to do some more push-ups. You know, the muscles ain't popping out enough. Amen. Amen. So that's training. And so God has to train us to be blessed. Now you think about it. God has, there's a preparation for the blessing. Everything that God want to give you, you got to get prepared for it. Amen. Amen. And so there's a period of preparation. This evening, and that's what I want to look at. I want to look at even preparation for the journey. Preparation for the journey. Once God got them out, and then they was getting ready to journey, God said, wait a minute, hold up, time out. Let's get organized. That's the first thing he wanted to do. Let's get organized. And he started counting heads. As a matter of fact, God began to number the soldiers. He began to number the soldiers. Who were the... Now, notice... A lot of people think that when he counted, took this first census, that the first census was dealing with all the people, but it was not. This census was dealing with the soldiers, those that qualified to be a part of God's army. Look here at Numbers chapter 2. Now let's look at 1 first. Let's look at 1 first. 127. Look at 127. 127, then we'll look at Numbers 2 after that. Numbers 127, it says, those who was numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah. Wait a minute, I wrote down the wrong verse. 146, I'm sorry. I am going to come back to that scripture, so. Are you with me, by the way? 146. Even all there that was number were 600,000. 600,000 and 3,550. All right. So you got 600 and 3,000. 600,000 and 3,550. That's how the King James Bible read on that. All right. Now, those were only the men's that was 20 and up. Notice what he says here in verse 3. You will see that in verse 3. 2 and 3. Let's look at 2 and 3. Chapter 1. Take ye the sum of the congregation of the children of Israel after their families by the house of their what? Fathers. With the number of their name, every male by their poll. From how old? 20 years old and upward. All who are able to go forth at war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And they took every tribe and they numbered every man from 20 year old and upward qualified to be in the Lord's army. Now, what is the age of accountability in the Bible? In the Bible, what's the age of accountability in the Bible? What is it? No, that's what we normally say when you come to the age where you know right from wrong. But I'm saying in the Bible, when do God normally hold a person accountable? It's normally 20. It's 20. See, our problem is we put a lot of pressure on kids to be grown too soon. Yeah, we put pressure on them at 12. We done raised them till 12, and now we ready. That's the time that they really need to hook up with their mama and daddy. See, in the Bible, you read about Jesus being born, his birth. Then you read about him going to the temple at 12. And then you didn't hear nothing else about him until he got 30. Why is that? Because in the Jewish custom and tradition, at the age of 12, that boy or that girl hooked up with their mama, and whatever trade that mama or daddy had, they would train you in that trade until you got married or until you got 30. Do you see why we are setting up sometime our children to fail? We take our hands off of them too soon. Even at 18, sometimes they ain't ready for this mean world out there. They think they ready, but they ain't ready at 18 in this mean world. Most societies have an age of accountability. For boys and girls, it used to be, do anybody know what it used to be in America, what the age of accountability used to be for a girl and the age of accountability was for a boy? No. 21 for the boy. It was 21, remember? It used to be 21. They done moved it back now to 18, but it used to be 21 for you to be able to drink, vote, and things like that. It used to be 21. Now they done moved it back to 18 where you can vote and go by and get some. Can you get your beer at, you still got to be 21? You still got to be 21. You can go and get killed in Iraq, but you Yeah. In military, you can drink at 18. All right, But it, and so, but most of the age of accountability where they would try people at adults and things like that for crime, it used to be 21. Or 20. Because most of that was kind of based upon the Bible, most societies. But we done moved away from the Bible now. And it's getting a little bit lower and lower and lower because kids are getting further and further out of hand. All right. Notice that every boy was automatically, when he got to be 20, was automatically a part of the army. He was automatically a part of the army. The largest tribe was the tribe of Judah. When they numbered all these tribes, you can see that in verse 27 of chapter 1. And then the smallest tribe was Benjamin in verse number 37. Now, somebody may argue with me there because you can see the tribe of Ephraim and the tribe of Manasseh. The tribe of Ephraim was a little bit smaller than Benjamin. But Ephraim and Manasseh, those two tribes goes together. So when you put those two tribes together, then Benjamin ended up being the smallest tribe. Now, I beg your pardon? Chapter 1. Verse 37, you'll see that Benjamin was the smallest tribe. They had 35,000. It was, but when you look at verse 35, you'll see Manasseh had 32,000. But when you go back up even further to verse 35, you add what Ephraim had, which was 40,500 with what Manasseh had, because those was the tribe of Joseph. Both of them was Joseph's two sons. And so you add those two tribes together and you come up with one big tribe. All right. Something very interesting. At the beginning of the book, we saw that they numbered 600,000, 300, what was that number? And 550. But when you look over at the end of the book, they took another census right before they got into the promised land in chapter 26, verse number 51. It's something very interesting. 26, verse number 51. You have, it says, these were the number of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730. So you had 600 and 1,730. They decreased. This is a decrease by 1,800. 1,820. It was a decrease. Now, what I'm finna do is draw a spiritual analogy. Notice, they didn't grow in the wilderness. They didn't grow. In 38 years that they was in that wilderness, they didn't grow. Isn't that something? As a matter of fact, they decrease. And when you don't obey God, you don't grow. See, what God is doing, God is putting on a picture show for us. He's trying to communicate to us on this Christian journey, the only way you're going to grow is through obedience. Amen. But when you disobey God, you don't grow. The other thing about when you read this book of Numbers, keep in mind that basically this was a funeral procession for 38 years. Because they had one funeral after the next. See, even Moses didn't even make it to the promised land. He died in the wilderness. Only Joshua and Caleb was the only two. And so at the end of the book, we take a census at the beginning, and then he took a census at the end of the book, and it's basically the same amount of people. But this, the people that was 20 year old and older when they first came out of Egypt, they died. Yeah, that's why I say, what is the age of accountability? See, God didn't hold them 13, 14, 15. It was only those that was 20 and above that came out of, when they came out of Egypt, those that was 20 and above, because a 20-year-old man ought to know better. Hello, somebody. Amen. 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 All right. All right. Now, let's move on. That's just some historical fact that I just want to kind of throw out about the numbering of the soldiers. Well, not everybody was a soldier. The tribe of Levite, the Levites, or the tribe of Levi, that tribe was not numbered. That tribe, they didn't take a number. According to chapter 2, verse number 32, it says that they didn't take a number. Why is that? Why come they was not numbered? Amen. Their job, they already had a job. Their job was the tabernacle. Now, what I want you to see what's happening here is everybody got an assignment. You was going to either be a part of the army or you was a part of the religious order. So you was a part of the military, and so you were either a military family or you was a religious family. Amen. In other words, you was either fighting the physical battles, or either you was fighting the spiritual battle. But you can't fight both of them at the same time. See, our problem is, don't you remember Moses? Moses, remember when he went up on the mountaintop in Exodus chapter 17? He was on the mountaintop. Joshua was fighting a battle in the valley. And remember, as long as Moses held his arm up, Joshua would win the battle. But when he got tired and held his arm down, Joshua and them would lose the battle. And so what Moses had to do is get some friends. And Aaron had to come there and hold his arm up all day until Joshua
sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock, where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.